My guest, Jack Kenny, is the creator and executive producer of the new NBC series, The Book of Daniel. Part drama, part comedy, the series is about an Episcopal priest named Daniel Webster, who's married and has three children. His oldest son is gay. The priest has no problem with that, but he is concerned about his adopted teenage son, who's sleeping with his girlfriend, and he's very worried about his teenage daughter, who was busted selling marijuana. Church politics are getting to him, too. He's become reliant on Vicodin, which eases his back pain and helps with the stress. And we see him talking over his problems with Jesus. Several conservative and Christian groups have campaigned against the show and urged people to write to NBC and the show's sponsors. 9 NBC affiliates have dropped it. It's been difficult for the network to find sponsors. Here's a scene from the pilot in which Daniel and his family are at the dining room table the day after the daughter's arrest. Daniel is played by Aidan Quinn.
Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Grace, don't you look nice?
Out on bail?
What?
Oh, didn't you hear? Little sister got nabbed for possession last night.
Adam, how do you know about that?
I don't remember.
Was that you sneaking up the back stairs at 3 a.m. just when the phone rang? I'm just asking.
Out of date.
You were to be inside the house by midnight on Saturdays, young man.
Oh, yeah, I was.
We were parked in the garage talking.
Yeah, you and a girl were just talking.
Yeah, you remember girls.
Okay, slow down, boys.
Jack Kenny, welcome to Fresh Air. Why did you want to have a priest, an Episcopal priest, at the center of a family drama?
Well, you know, I'd never seen it explored on television. I thought the idea, frankly, had been kicking around in my head for a couple of years that I wanted to explore the life of a priest and his family in the same way that 6 Feet Under explored the life of people who own a funeral home, or the way that Sopranos explores the life of a mafia chieftain. You know, whereas in 6 Feet Under, the mortuary is a backdrop to the show. It's not about funeral directors. Just as Book of Daniel is not about the church or about religion, it is the backdrop for the show. It informs what he does and how he behaves. He is a true Christian in that he believes in all the tenets of Christianity. He is believes in God and Jesus as his savior, and you know all that comes with that. But it's never been about that. It's always been about a guy who's trying to be a better person, a better man, a better husband, a better father.
So when you created the Book of Daniel, did you think it would end up being as controversial as it's been? Did you think that there would be a campaign to get NBC to drop the show and a campaign to get sponsors to withdraw from the show or to not sign on in the first place?
No, I didn't. I've had to excuse me my laughing because the goal of the original pilot script was to get a meeting. I wanted to get a job. I was a newly single writer. I was trying to break into a genre that I had no experience in, and I wanted to get people's attention. I wanted people to pick up the script, and I wanted to be a page turner. So I put all of this stuff in, thinking, "Well, this will be a page turner," and it was. It got a lot of attention. I never even thought it would be produced, much less gone to series, and then all this. So the controversy is surprising to me on that level. But it's also surprising to me because the approach that I always took to this family was one of that their Christianity was second nature to them. It was not something they actively had to show people. It was not demonstrative. It was not proselytizing or missionary. They were just Christians. And in the same way that I've always wanted to see a gay character that was just gay, that everything in his life wasn't defined by the fact that he was gay, just as everything in Daniel's life isn't defined by the fact that he's a Christian. And so the idea that people think it's mocking Christianity shocks me in that it was written and meant with a sense of respect and honor for Christianity and its beliefs. And I thought that Daniel talking to Jesus about his problems and making Jesus an accessible, almost of a best friend type of character to Daniel, I thought would pull people into it rather than push people away. I was very surprised by it all.
Well, you mentioned that Daniel has conversations with Jesus, and that's turned out to be, I think, the single most controversial part of the series. The people who object to the series always seem to single that out. So I thought I'd play a scene from it and talk with you. A scene like that and talk with you about writing it. And this is a scene in which, let's just say as background that Daniel had given his brother-in-law, Charlie, a job. And it was Charlie's job, among other things, to oversee the $3 million that was put aside to build a new school for the church. And Charlie has run away. He's found dead. The money's disappeared. And, you know, Daniel's kind of left not knowing what to do. So he tells the bishop that this has happened. She scolded him for trusting his brother-in-law. He leaves the church. Daniel leaves the church. And he's about to take a Vicodin, the painkiller that he takes, saying that his back hurts. And there's Jesus waiting for him. Jesus takes the bottle of pills out of Daniel's hands, gives him lifesavers instead, and they have this conversation.
You know, I really cared about Charlie. I went out on a limb for him. I would never, ever damn anybody. I couldn't.
Don't worry. You don't have that much power.
Why is it so easy to talk to you?
Well, I'm a good listener. Plus, I never burden you with my problems.
You have problems?
Now we're talking about you.
Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's just hard. Life is hard, Daniel. For everyone. That's why there's such a nice reward at the end of it.
I know that's supposed to be comforting. But it's not. Aren't you supposed to comfort me?
Oh, where did you read that? Some Episcopalian self-help book? That's good. You should laugh more. Hey, have you read Jesus' Guide to a Comfortable Life? Very comforting, that one.
No, but I have read Men Are From Mars. Jesus is from heaven.
My Tuesdays with Jesus.
That's a scene from the Book of Daniel, and my guest is the creator and executive producer of the show, Jack Kenny. So Jack Kenny, tell us, why do you have the Episcopal priest in your show, Daniel, having conversations with Jesus? Do you see this as something that's happening in his mind? Is Jesus literally sitting next to him and having this conversation?
No, it's absolutely occurring in his mind. This is not about the return of Jesus to earth, and Daniel has not been chosen. We even mentioned, there's even an earlier scene where Daniel asks Jesus, "Have I been chosen?" And Jesus says, "No." And Daniel says, "Well, why do you talk to me then?" And Jesus says, "I talk to everyone." And Daniel says, "Well, few mention it," and Jesus says, "Few hear me." And I think that's sort of the issue that I was hoping to bring about by bringing Jesus into this was that Jesus, for Christians, Jesus and God are always talking to us. And if we listen, we might be surprised to hear what they have to say to us. And in Daniel's case, he needed a best friend. He had his family, and he had the people he worked with, and I wanted him to have a best friend. And I was raised Catholic. I'm no longer practicing Catholicism, but I do practice homosexuality. If you read the AFA website, you'll find that out. Although I actually think I've gotten quite good at it. I wouldn't say I was practicing anymore, but I was always raised to believe that you were supposed to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I never really understood what that meant. And I thought, if I did have one, this is the way I would like it to be. I would like it to be my best friend, my partner, my everything, somebody who knows everything about me and who's always there to remind me how to live my life. And what Jesus is there is to remind Daniel how to live his life, what he is here to do.
Let me read you a couple of things that I'm sure you're already familiar with, but our audience is probably not, that were said about the program. The first is by the director of Focus on the Family's Plugged In department, and this is the department which examines popular culture.
Yes, he was yelling at me last night on the radio.
Okay, so the statement is, Most egregious is the program's portrayal of Jesus. On Daniel, the individual believed to be the savior of the world by nearly a billion people around the globe is cast as a wimpy, white-robed visitor who cares little about evil, addictions, and perversity. This show is anti-Christian in the most fundamental way. It mocks God and the Word of God, period. And here's another quote from Brent Bozell, who's the founder and president of the conservative media watchdog group, the Parents Television Council. And he says, the most serious mockery in the show is the Jesus character. It's not that he's unlikable. It's just that he's clearly not God. Did you expect these kinds of criticisms of your portrayal of Jesus?
No, I don't understand why. There's so many things that I don't understand in terms of the response to this show. And I would agree, he is clearly not God. He was never intended to be God in this portrayal. He is Daniel's vision, Daniel's version of Jesus that Daniel is speaking to in his mind. He, as a matter of fact, there is no time in the pilot where anyone says his name. In reference to him, you know, Daniel never says, "Hey, Jesus." He never says his own name out loud. It's the assumption. That's why we dressed him in the most traditional garb we could find, so that you would instantly recognize who this character was. The thing that I don't understand is the accusation of mockery. I don't see how any part of the show can be conceived as mocking. All of these characters have flaws and faults with which they are struggling, but they have to have flaws and problems in order to overcome them.
I was wondering, since your program is at the center of controversy now, do you remember when you were growing up and watching TV, if there was any programs you watched that were considered to be very controversial?
Oh, yeah, All in the Family. I remember watching All in the Family. I remember my dad getting very angry that there were people trying to take All in the Family off the air, because he thought it was a great show and really funny, and he couldn't understand why people were not letting it stay on TV. It was the same argument. He was just saying, "Why don't they just change the channel? There's four channels, you know." And that was the days when there was only four, and you actually had to get up to change the channel, so it took a lot more effort. But there was All in the Family. There was that. All the shows that spawned. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you remember, or if you. I don't know how old you are, but I remember the episode of Maude where Maude had an abortion. You know, because she was a woman in her 50s who had gotten pregnant and knew that she couldn't have this baby, that she wouldn't be able to handle it. And it was an extremely contentious episode at the time. An episode, by the way, that would never be able to be done today. As a matter of fact, I would say 80% of the episodes that All in the Family and Maude did at the time would never make it past the pitching stage today in today's environment.
So is controversy good for ratings as far as you're concerned?
You know, I think a certain amount is. I think to a certain degree the beginning of this controversy was. Now, frankly, I think people are getting sick of it. I think they're getting tired of hearing about on both sides. I mean, I think that probably the AFA supporters are starting to think, oh, would you shut up about it already? I get it. You don't want me to watch it. Okay. You know, and a lot of people have watched it who are on the side of the controversy and watched it and said, well, I don't understand what the big fuss is about. This seems fine. You know, this doesn't seem to be mock. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but then, you know, point me to a television show where you do.
Well, Jack Kenny, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. I've really enjoyed it. I love listening to your show, and I really, really appreciate your doing this and talking to me about our show.
Jack Kenny is the creator and executive producer of The Book of Daniel, which airs Friday nights on NBC.